It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and guess what? It is time for our weekly visit here on KETR. We've been doing this outdoor show for 8 years, a little over 8 years here on KETR. To the best of my recollection, we've got a special guest today, Mr. Jerry Miller, who is the mayor of Yanis. And Jerry is here to tell us all about the Yanis Catfish Classic coming up at Lake Fork on May the 5th and 6th, I believe it is. Jerry, thank you, sir, for spending some time with us.
Luke, thank you. Thank you what you do for us. We greatly appreciate it. Love your show.
Well, thank you, sir. Before we get you off the air, folks are going to know all about the Yanis Catfish Classic. The big news is it is May the 5th and 6th at the Minnebucket this year. And I think, I'm just guessing here, Jerry, is this like the 11th year or something like that that it's been going on?
This is the 13th year 13th. Total with a catfish tournament. We had the sportsman's tournament, and I had the raffle. This is my 13th year for the raffle, and we help the sportsmen with their tournament. Just want to be part of it, using the Yanis name, the Yanis Catfish Classic. And then we started our tournament in 2015 with Ken Freeman and I with the Yanis Catfish Classic for all of the monies out of the tournament going to the Yanis Volunteer Fire Department. It's really been fun. We're learning more every year. It's a fun tournament. Our tournament is different, Luke. I'm not going to say it's any better than anyone else's, but just for instance, on chumming, you can fish from the bank, you can fish from the dock, you can fish from, no trot lines, no jug lines, no noodling. But you can fish from almost anywhere. You do not have to have a boat. And we want everybody to chum. We want you to chum before. You can chum during the tournament. You can feed them after you get through fishing. We don't care. But we allow chumming all the way through. We want folks to catch fish.
Jerry, that's the real world of channel catfishing. I mean, you can go out to Fork or Tawakoni or, any good catfish lake without chum and catch some catfish if you know where to fish. But if you chum, like they say, feed them and they will come. But, everybody can catch fish that way. I mean, not necessarily everybody, but it really stacks the odds in each contestant's favor, doesn't it?
It really does, Luke. We want you to catch fish, and if you chum them fish, you'll have a bunch of smaller ones, but them channel cats are coming, and they're gonna run all them small ones off, and you're gonna catch some good fish.
You bet. Well, let's talk about now, folks. We are talking about the Yanis Catfish Classic, May the 5th and 6th at the Minnebucket down at Lake Fork. Let's talk about how you win. How the prize money or how everything is distributed, Jerry.
Look, we're guaranteeing $25,000 cash this year. There will be no prizes because we lost my good friend Ken Freeman of Ken Freeman Outdoor Productions. He had the big cat quest. This will be all cash this year. No prizes. We have a lot of prizes. Don't get me wrong. We've got Ken Freeman's better half of 15 years, Laura, has got us three big boxes. Matter of fact, Luke, she is listening to your show from Jackson, Tennessee on the internet. And I just wanted to say hi to her. She's got us three big boxes of goodies. We've got tackle. I don't know what all we've got. I know there's a lot of caps. We got all kinds of things that she's put together for us after Ken's passing that we'll have down here. We're going to be giving away a lot of things. We're going to pay $1,000 an hour, $400 for first, $300 for second, $200 for fourth, and $100 for fourth place. $1,000 an hour. We're going to start at 7 a.m. We'll weigh the first fish at 8 a.m. And it will be over at 3 that day. And after Saturday, after our first day of fishing, we've got the Yannis Catfish Parade, which I encourage everyone to come to. It's so much fun. We start right there in downtown Yannis at our First Baptist Church, and we end up at the schoolhouse. It's a short parade, but it's where our big Texas barbecue is. We have a gentleman down here that's cooked briskets for us for years and years with all the trimmings. It's just a fun family time with some good entertainment, local entertainment. That's really, really good. It is just, it's a fun time. It's a Yannis celebration, Book. It's a fun weekend.
Oh, boy. And people, you know, Yannis, well, you were telling me about not that many people, but Yannis is just really, it's right in the heart of some awesome outdoor stuff. I mean, I was hunting hogs with my buddy up on the end of Upper End. There's a creek. I think the name of that creek might be Broad Creek. I've seen it on some maps, but the creek kind of runs up. It's the way far end of the lake, and I was down there just last week. Lots of game in that country, and it's a sportsman's paradise around Yannis there, in my opinion, you know?
It really is. We've got a lot of deer, a lot of hogs. Of course, we've got Lake Fork. That says it all right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yes, we've got – there's a lot of entertainment there around our town.
A lot of stuff to do. Well, for folks that that want to fish it or want to start planning to fish it, that's – we want to make sure that, of course, the minnow bucket, where everybody that ever fished Fork knows about the minnow bucket right there, you can go there and sign up – but you've also told me that anybody that might be just listening and might not be real close, you know, they can contact you and you can get them an application, right?
They can contact me. I will send them an entry form and be glad to send them an entry form. My number is 903-850-9500. Got an easy number to remember, Luke.
It is, yes, sir. And, folks, we're going to leave Jerry's number again here in a minute. I know some of you are probably riding down the road or maybe heading to go fishing or something right now. Well, once they sign up, now it's the tournament is what, 7-3 on Saturday?
Saturday. Uh-huh. 7-3 Saturday and 7-3 Sunday.
Okay, so Saturday, after the final weigh-in there, at say at 3, the hourly weigh-in or whatever, then down at the folks head over to downtown Yannis, a lot of folks do, for the parade. There's a parade, and then after that, the barbecue. Now, where is it at? Where will it be?
At the school. It's at our schoolhouse. And we've got the parade ends up right there at the school, big parking lot. And it's all in the cafeteria there at the schoolhouse.
Okay,
lots of room.
Yeah, and now you said the band, the music, is that where that takes place?
Yes, it's all right there together. It'll be inside the cafeteria.
Okay, so
we've got a guy named the Sea Luke. He's Dale Cummins out of Winsboro. He plays 60s, 70s, 80s music. Everyone just loves him to death. He does a lot of these things, and he's just great entertainment for the folks while they're eating that good barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley, I'll tell you what. I've got to look at my calendar. I am hoping to make plans. I want to be there, man. That's be
I
just
hope you
so
could,
much
Luke. That would make my day if we could have you here. That would be great.
You'll find I'm just a regular old boy. I just so happen to love the outdoors a lot, Jerry, and I've been an outdoor writer now for, I was trying, my wife was talking about when I wrote my first article, it was going on 30 years ago for the Mesquite newspaper of all things, you know, but I enjoy the outdoors, and I've made just innumerable friends that kind of share the stuff, our passion for the outdoors, fishing, hunting, stuff like that. It's a lifestyle, really, for me. But anybody that likes to catfish, and you know, the name of my radio show is Catfish Radio. It'd take an hour for me to tell you exactly how that name came about. Of course, our outdoor shows are not only about catfish, is a portion of it, catfishing, of course, but you know, we like to talk about everything in the outdoors, Jerry, and not only catfishing, but hunting and you name it, cooking catfish and cooking barbecue and things like that. So,
you bet.
It's been a lot of fun. I never thought back when I was strictly outdoor writing for magazines and newspapers. I never thought I would get into radio, to be honest with you. But about 11 years ago, I was guest on a friend's show, an outdoor show, and that's how that part started. But don't want to get us too far off on me. The main thing is to make sure and make everyone aware of this awesome catfish tournament, man. And I know it's a challenge. I've helped organize some things in my life, not quite like, you know, you've got a lot of help, but it's a pretty good challenge to get the word out, isn't it?
It really is. You know, people like you, you just don't know how much you help, Luke. This radio, this is the help. There is no doubt in my mind we're going to have more fishermen. Hopefully, we gave the fire department $20,000 last year, gave away $25,000 to the fishermen. And, you know, we would love this year to match what we give the fishermen. That's our goal. And if we could even do better than that, you know, maybe we can guarantee more next year on the catfish tournament. We would love to keep growing. That's what it's all about.
I want to see it grow. And on our different radio shows that we do, we're going to mention it and get the word out. And I do this newspaper column I was telling you about 28 years ago, I guess, I started. Well, I still do it, the same column, and it's in 41 Texas papers now. So all our little sphere of influence, I've already got some feedback from you being on some of the shows talking about it. I bet it would surprise me if there wasn't an awesome turnout in the tournament, Jerry. I'm betting there will be. I hope there will be.
Well, we're sure are hoping so. You know, it's the first weekend of May. That's always beautiful weather. You know, the raining season's almost over. We've been blessed on every tournament. We've had no rain. It's a warm rain. So,
yep.
That, you know, it's okay.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
Of course, we want the perfect weather. But I wanted to mention, Luke, our late restoration ends May the 2nd. That's on Wednesday, May the 2nd. That's early restoration deadline. And then Friday, at the Minnebucket, we will be on site for restoration down at the pavilion from 3 o'clock that evening till 9 o'clock that night. People getting off work that just decided they might want to come and fish with us, we will be there.
Jerry, we've got just a little bit, a few more 20 seconds or so. Leave that phone number again, please, sir, where people could call you.
Yes, if anybody wants any information or if you want an entry form, my phone number is 903-850-9500. I would be glad to hear from you.
Jerry, thank you so much, buddy, and we'll get you back before the tournament, and we'll do some more catfish talking. How about it?
Luke, I appreciate you so much for what you do for us. Thank you.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.